This is Ozarks at Large. This week, Arkansas's Surgeon General, Dr. Joe Thompson, spent part of an afternoon in Fayetteville discussing what new health care reform laws might mean for the state. Over the past 2 days, we've heard portions of that conversation. Today, we'll conclude our series of reports. No matter the change in health care delivery, access, or cost, Dr. Thompson stressed the overall health of the state could be better.
This is 1994. I'm going to click a button that's going to go through the years of the last 20 years.
Dr. Joe Thompson watched a map of the United States turn a deep orange Tuesday afternoon at the Fayetteville Town Center. The darker the color on the slide, the higher percentage of American adults diagnosed with obesity or diabetes. As the landscape moved from 1994 to the present, the country, especially Arkansas, turned darker and darker orange. In 1994, just one state's population had an obesity rate of 18%. Now, the majority of states have an obesity rate of at least 26%. Arkansas's is 33%. Adult diabetes has had a similar rise during that same time frame. Dr. Joe Thompson says if Arkansas's people don't invest in their own public health, better diet, more exercise, the state will never be able to afford health care or have enough doctors to take care of the medical burden.
Americans have not paid enough attention to maintaining our health. And we think that, well, the health care system will save us or fix us or, you know, repair us when we get to that point in time. But increasingly we know that our illnesses and our health risks are accumulative over time. So, you know, if we have a child that's obese at 15, they're more likely to get diabetes earlier than if they wait till they're 45 or 50 to have that condition, or smoking, or any of these other health issues that start early that we can turn off, health risks that we can turn off, then we will avoid downstream health care need and cost. Now, one of the things I have said in the past, if I could wave my wand and have at least the middle and upper income folks worry as much about their daily health investment as they do their daily retirement investment, I would be halfway there. You know, I don't know how many people check the stock market each day, but those same people may not check their health market each day. And we need to get people thinking about how they take care of themselves just a little bit each and every day that saves over time and gives them a high quality, healthy, long life.
During his Tuesday address, Dr. Thompson did point out that Arkansas has done a good job of smoking fewer cigarettes. Over the past 7 years, the percentage of high school students in the state smoking has dropped by more than 40%. He says Arkansas is regarded nationally as a leader in tobacco control.
So we're on the map, and we're on the map in a way that we can actually potentially make Arkansas stand out, be different, be better, and have businesses want to relocate and expand within our state borders because we figured it out and got it right first.
Dr. Thompson says he's hoping the state will take a similar approach to discussions about health care reform changes. He says he's relatively optimistic that rational, civil conversations about possible policy changes can take place.
I have been invited to present to the House committee, have briefed some on the Senate and the House privately. I'm available for any of them when and where they want to talk. The important thing that I think on the executive side, we have the Medicaid program and the insurance commissioner's office, the new Office of Health Information Technology, the public health department working together as opposed to each in their own individual sphere so that we can identify crosswalk connections that we can make better for Arkansas. We have, you know, the ability to engage with our business community to say, here's what the business community needs and what the state can contribute, how can the business community contribute, and I think we have a strong faith in local communities. So I think part of it is getting to a point that people recognize it's time for us to come together and talk, bringing people together, having a safe space so that everybody can share their anxieties, their fears, what they see as opportunities, and then figuring out what our path is. And that path needs to be an Arkansas path, not a California path or a New York path or a Massachusetts path, but a path that is going to reach and exceed what Arkansas needs and represents the diamond that it truly can be.
Dr. Joe Thompson is Arkansas's Surgeon General, teaches at both the College of Medicine and College of Public Health at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, is a practicing general pediatrician at Arkansas Children's Hospital, and is the director of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation Center to Prevent Childhood Obesity. He spoke this week at the Fayetteville Town Center.